Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Meglia. Tom's a chartered financial consultant, accredited estate planner, and holds a Master's of Science in Financial Services. He's got more than 28 years of financial coaching and counseling experience. He's also a Crown Financial Budget Ministries counselor. We'd love to hear from you. We're taking your calls at 800-386-3700. You can also visit us online at theeconomyofgod.com. You can sign up for our quarterly newsletter. We've got a ton of resources right there on the website. You can download past shows. Make sure you log on often, theeconomyofgod.com. Pick up Tom's new book. Tom, hi, it's good to see you today.
You too, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you for asking.
I'm so glad you're back from vacation.
Oh, thanks. It's summer, the last vacation of the summer. There we go.
It's more fun to do the show with you.
Oh, good, thank you.
Okay, well, let's start the program.
Yeah.
You know, Reba, as you know, the last 4 weeks, we've been talking about children and children's economy, the kids' economy, and how to teach kids about financial discipleship in God's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so every week, you know, since I talk long and a lot, I've been cutting down the tips to two a week. So I was going to do three tips. We were going to do three tips this week and next. No, two tips per week for 5 weeks.
So you didn't You didn't do the three tips last week when I was gone?
I ran out of time.
How did I know?
I don't know.
I'm cracking the whip in here. I'm like, come on, hurry up. Okay.
So. I was doing that to myself. I'm like, uh-oh. So I did two tips last week while you were on vacation. And let's just re-summarize, Reba, the six financial tips we've covered so far over the last 3 weeks about children's economy or mm-hmm. kids' economy.
Mm-hmm. Kids' economy.
Underneath the economy of God. And children's financial discipleship. And then we'll start with some Bible verses. So
Sounds good. Why
don't you take the top six tips we covered, economic principles,
all right,
1 through 6 over the last 3 weeks.
Well, the first tip that we covered was parents must live by example for kids to truly learn and believe. That's a big one.
Absolutely. If parents don't do what they say to do, mm-hmm. kids will not believe it. Therefore, they won't learn. They won't emulate a bad example. Mm-hmm. It'll be confusing to them.
Second one, kids must be taught the Bible verses that God's economy emulates.
Exactly. We need to teach our children what the Bible says about finances, God's economy, and children's financial discipleship, or they won't know what the example that the parents are trying to live out is coming from.
Yeah, because the kids are going to see you make mistakes.
Yep.
They're going to know that you're human
sure.
and that you have fallacies, and they need a final authority, especially when they go through those teenage years and they think that you don't know anything. You can say, hey, I may not know anything, but this is God's economy we're talking about here, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay. You got that.
The third one, the lessons, if taught rightly, will last a lifetime.
Exactly. And that was the intent of Solomon in the book of Proverbs. We'll be talking about Proverbs 22:6. He was saying, now this isn't a guarantee, but most likely if the lesson is taught properly, it will last throughout the lifetime of that child who eventually grows up and leaves
mm-hmm.
the home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number four, when kids are older, adult age, if they drift away from what was taught, they'll find their way back because they were taught and told the original and proper way when they were young.
Exactly. When a child becomes an adult, and I see this in counseling, Reba, sometimes these people I work with, they drift.
Hmm.
And in some cases, they were taught wrong when they were young, and in some cases, they were taught correctly. And 9 times out of 10, the person who was taught correctly says, Tom, I know the path. My parents taught me the right path. I chose to leave the path on my own.
Mm.
They did not mm-hmm. make me do this, Reba.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, I did it on my own. I was the one that decided to leave. And I knew and know the right path to go back onto.
I got
off the trail,
mm-hmm.
and now I know how to get back on the trail.
Isn't it really sad when you meet people who don't have any idea of where the right trail is?
Absolutely.
It's like they're just feeling around in the dark.
Exactly. We covered, in fact, Reba, our very first program a few mm-hmm. weeks ago, we talked about Elaine, who her parents were completely messed up
right.
by their parents.
And they were both had the different... The different dark opinions
exactly.
in the dark and but in different ways, both of them.
Of finances.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all Christians, mm-hmm. but they were all taught something really strange growing up. Very few right things from the Bible about money and mm-hmm. God's economy. It got all the way down to Elaine, and she's off on all kinds of directions. So it's been very tough for her because she was never taught right in the first place. Okay.
Now, this is the one I missed, and I really like this one. Do not spoil your children. I know it's trendy, and there's a bunch of T-shirts that say spoiled and bumper stickers and all kinds of stuff. And all the little girls want to say that they're spoiled. But I used to tell my daughter, I said, spoiled is like being a rotten banana.
Right.
Nobody wants to eat it. They just dump it in the garbage.
Exactly. And we can't spoil our children, because if we spoil them, down the road they'll think that whatever they want, they should be able to get.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they wait for something?
Mm.
They don't need to save up for something. They certainly don't need to deny themselves anything.
Mm.
If a child got spoiled, Reba, why should they deny themselves something when they never had to?
I like what you say about want. When you have a want that's unfettered, how does that go?
Well, a want with no boundary turns into greed and lust.
Yes.
And this kind of thing, and covetousness.
That is so good.
And envy.
Most people have no end to their wants.
Exactly. So if you spoil a child, Reba, that could lead to them being envious down the road, greedy,
mm-hmm.
wanton, and looking for lavish things and never being able to say no to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I see that in many counselees I work with now.
Mm-hmm.
So never spoil your child.
It's not cool or trendy.
No.
Really isn't.
You know, in school they said, never say never. This time I do. Never spoil your child. It is a mistake.
It really is. It really is. It'll come back to bite you.
It will.
And this is another one I missed. Teach your kids to be generous givers and cheerful givers.
Well, that's the opposite of being spoiled.
It really is.
When you say, I want to bless people. I want to give to people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a smile on someone else's face from receiving a gift that they didn't know what was coming, a gift they needed,
mm-hmm.
that brings pleasure to people. It really does. We need to teach our kids, Reba. Well, it's basically anchor number three. You know, we talk about all four anchors in God's mm-hmm. economy, Reba, right from the book. Okay, knowing the economy of God.
Mm-hmm.
Anchor one, God is the owner, not us. Number two, we're just the stewards of what belongs to God entirely. Number three, be generous and cheerful givers. That's anchor three. And number four, we need to learn to be content.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we're spoiled and we don't learn about generous giving of time, talents, and money, how can we learn to be content?
It's true.
You can't become content that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the first six principles to teach children in God's economy. And in this case, kids' economy.
Kids' economy.
Okay. Financial discipleship, Reba.
That's fantastic. These are the things that, you know, the kids need to know. They need to be taught. But so often, we don't teach it.
Right.
We're focused very much as Christians on their spirituality and getting to know God and having a relationship with Christ. But when it comes to money,
yep.
we somehow drop the ball in that area. And we just think it's going to just osmosis and come to them.
Exactly. Well, and this all goes back to our Christianity. Jesus Christ is our Savior, but is He also our Lord?
Mm.
Our Lord, meaning we are under His Lordship. We have mm-hmm. to surrender to Christ and obey and trust in Him for our needs and to do what He says to do.
Mm-hmm.
His authority works, Reba, not mine. I'm just a financial guy, you know, coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to be a messenger. Okay. We're messengers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We didn't create God's economy.
Mm-mm.
You and I are suggesting, recommending, and coaching people towards God's economy
mm-hmm.
to learn about it and to think seriously about following it. So those were our first six economic principles, Reba, about financial discipleship for children.
Mm-hmm.
They all go hand in hand. And if people want to learn the four anchors and pass them on to their kids, they must learn them. And that's why we're going to talk about some verses now. So
good.
Why
Let's
don't you
do
take
it.
Take our verses. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Do not read it. You're supposed to have memorized
Train
it.
Train up a child.
No,
that's the wrong one. That's Proverbs 22. Okay.
I thought you memorized.
No. Okay. No. 2 Timothy. All scripture is God breathed and is useful for training, rebuking, and teaching
and correcting
in righteousness,
yep.
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Yes, you know how I know that? I just read it. One of these days I got to memorize it. That's 2 Timothy.
Don't let him fool you. He hasn't memorized.
2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Uh-huh.
And so the Bible is God's authority.
Uh-huh.
He created it and wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us to listen and obey. Okay, now, Reba, what are the kids' verses that we're following for today?
Here we go. Now, most of you know this, but you really need to get it in your spirit as far as finances go.
Right.
And that's Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Exactly. Proverbs 22:6, beautiful. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That is powerful.
That is hugely powerful when you think about it in the area of finances.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just not an area that most people are really thinking about as they're teaching and training their kids in righteousness and godliness.
Exactly.
They're saying stay pure. They're saying have a good heart, be good. But they're not using that scripture in one of the most important areas.
Great. And after the break, we'll cover the next verse and more principles.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
And we're back, Knowing the Economy of God with our host Tom Meglia. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 800-386-3700. Visit us online at theeconomyofgod.com. Pick up Tom's new book.
Yes.
And also sign up for our quarterly newsletter. There's plenty of resources, so go to theeconomyofgod.com. Now, we were just in the middle of, we had just finished talking about the first six economic principles. We're about to go into some scriptures and then cover the next two economic principles for the kids' economy.
I love it. Let's do Psalm 127:3, Reba. Behold, children are a gift from the Lord. And you know, there's some more verses next week that I'm going to bring up.
Okay.
I'm going to add, you know, we have three big ones today. I'm going to add another powerful verse next week that Jesus said about children. It's, unless you have a heart of a child like this, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Wow.
And I'll tell you where it is in the full scripture next week.
Okay.
Isn't that a powerful verse?
Yeah, it is. Now, it really is.
Now, people may say, oh, I don't want to hear a financial planner. Fine. Listen to Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So these are powerful scriptures. You must do something with them. You can't just let them float around. Oh, it was no big deal. I don't know what to think about it. Whatever. No way.
Yeah.
These scriptures are speaking to us, Reba.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's cover principles 7 and 8 for today.
Okay.
Discuss them, go over the application, and then the prayer of change.
Fantastic.
Okay. Today's two principles, Reba, why don't you take number 7?
Okay. Number 7, teach kids to save.
Oh, and why would we want to do that?
I don't know, but it's a lot harder than it sounds. I know that much for sure.
Why would you want to teach a child to save? For what reason? That's stupid. No, it's a great thing to do.
It really is. Well, it seems to me that, you know, it used to be if you wanted a car, you had to buy it.
Right.
If you wanted to go to college, you
right.
had to save money for
mm-hmm.
it. It used to be that you had to save for things, but now they have a little application called student loan.
Right. Right.
And a little, you know, a little thing called mom, buy me a car when I'm 16.
Right.
So,
and plastic.
Yeah. So I really think kids are losing the picture of how important it is to learn those skills.
Well, again, Reba, saving goes back with, I won't be spoiling my kids. They're going to learn contentment. They're going to learn giving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, saving goes hand in hand with those principles. In other words, you can't teach a child to save when you've just spoiled them and you haven't taught them how to be givers.
That's true.
How can you teach them to be savers if you haven't done all of these other six steps mm-hmm. before you teach them about saving?
Mm-hmm.
And you teach kids about saving because they need to learn that you don't buy everything when you want it mm-hmm. today. Sometimes you have to defer buying that sofa, defer investing in a home. You have to defer the want or the need, or the pleasure, I should say. Needs are tough, but the wants and pleasures, sometimes you have to defer them to later dates.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you have to sometimes say no. And sometimes God says to us, no, you cannot have that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe later, maybe not at all. But saving for retirement, for kids' education, Reba, for college,
mm-hmm.
saving for emergency funds in case a person gets in trouble with debt or an emergency through medical health, loss of job. These are reasons we want to teach them to save. So someday they don't get to that point and have nothing there to help them out as far as a reserve.
They'll be calling you as parents.
And they call me, Reba. And a lot of these phone calls are dire straight calls.
Mm.
It's like almost too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone calling a doctor when they have cancer to the point of they're about ready to pass on. So, you know, it's best to catch these things early.
It really is.
So we need to teach people to save, but children to save. And the way you do that, Reba, is, and we'll talk about allowances next week. They need to learn systematic saving every single week. So if they get chores, allowance for chores, money, work, this kind of thing, they need to take a portion, give to God, and a portion to save for the future. It's a principle. It's not about saving to buy a new bicycle, Reba. It's not about the bicycle. It's about learning the skill of saving,
mm-hmm.
learning the skill of giving.
And for some kids, it's just about learning where did they put their money.
That's right.
That's with my daughter, seriously, that's what it is. She it's like, okay, where did you put this $5 at that you had earlier?
You mean she doesn't know where she put it?
She doesn't know where she put it.
Oh.
Tom, I was just thinking when you were talking about that.
Oh, it must be somewhere.
Exactly, I know. Kids are all so different.
Yeah.
There are a lot of kids that are more meticulous than others.
Mm-hmm.
There are kids that are more nesting than others.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might have two or three kids, and one might really save.
Yes.
And one might not even know where they put some of their money at.
Right.
And it's like, okay, the work is figuring out, okay, this one's a good saver, so I don't have to take as much time with him.
Mm-hmm.
This one's gonna need extra
mm-hmm.
time to
sure.
learn this skill.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's a very good point, because not all kids in the same family learn all of these things at the same time.
Oh, that's good.
So sometimes one is having a problem or a weakness in one category
mm-hmm.
where the other has a strength in that category. In my view, saving money
mm-hmm.
and saving other things too.
Mm-hmm.
Toys that we no longer use because kids grow up and they want to learn to give them to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or Salvation Army, something like that. The key is they need to learn the principles and the skills of giving and saving, especially saving.
Yeah.
That's very important.
And that's funny that you say that with the kids having different skills. My daughter may not always know where she put her stuff, but she is more than willing to give. She's
yeah,
a very cheerful giver.
And that's great.
You know?
That's great.
And so in the kid that may have that natural saving ability,
right.
he may not want to give it.
Exactly.
And so you really have to really take a look and say, where is the area in this child that we need to work with?
Exactly. Now let's go on to principle number 8 for today, Reba.
Okay.
And then we have 2 to go for next week.
Okay.
Principle 8, teach kids the danger of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Want to comment on that one first?
Well, you know, pretty soon they'll know the danger of debt when they're like 5 years old.
Yep.
They'll get their first credit card when they're 5 and probably 5 more years.
Oh, no.
It seems like the debt just comes earlier and earlier and earlier. And there needs to be a Surgeon General's warning sign on the side of these envelopes
That's
that come in the mail.
That's true. That's a great point, by the way.
May cause
I
cancer.
I like that.
No. may cause stress-related heart attack.
Financial cancer.
Yeah.
Financial cancer.
Seriously.
And debt is a wedge that I see so often in relationships where husband and wife, mom and dad, argue and fight over debt. And so many kids tell me as they grow up, my mom and dad argued when we were little about money. You know, in the book, Reba, there's a quiz. When I was growing up, my parents did the following things, and you check the box in the book. Number one, did they fight and argue over money? If they did, that affects a child as they grow up. They remember in their mind some of these traumatic things that happened when they were young. Debt is not necessarily a sin depending on what the debt is for. Like a home, when we owe on a home, if we're able to manage it, stay up with the payments, that's an obligation. That's not necessarily being in debt. I think debt is where water is up to your ears. You've got so many debts. You're not, you're in the red every month. You can't pay all your bills. That is a terrible stress, Reba.
Yeah.
And it hurts relationships. It can affect a child's credit rating, which that can in turn affect you, affect them to not get a job someday.
Wow.
Even employers look at credit ratings. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. More and more are doing that.
They look at people's credit ratings. Credit ratings are also dependent on how much people owe, the timeliness of their payments. A lot of issues regarding that. So to not teach kids about debt is an absolute mistake.
And it's happened so fast, this new debt world that we live in.
Exactly.
It just crept up on us so fast. It's almost like there wasn't enough time for people to learn how to teach young people about the dangers of it. It just happened.
Exactly. And Reba, if we don't teach our kids, someone else will, or something else will. And companies out there are great at marketing. They know how people think and buy and why they buy and who's buying what. They're out there attacking.
They are.
Okay, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, give us wisdom to obey you, Jesus, the strength and the faith to follow your economy. In your name we pray. Amen.
Wow, Tom, that was a great message. Just love hearing you expound on God's word like that. Now, if you're listening and you need a financial counselor, a financial planner, and believe me, most people do, you need to call Tom. The number is 800-386-3700. How else will you follow God's command to seek wise counsel to formulate a personal financial and estate plan unless you make a call to seek the counsel?
Absolutely.
I mean, think about it. Planning for retirement, planning for your kids' education, reducing tax liability that you owe, invest for special situations. There's so many financial goals that people have, and you need a financial counselor, especially one like Tom, who's got more than 28 years of experience. Go online, sign up for our free newsletter, theeconomyofgod.com. First appointment with Tom is free. So if you call him today and set up a meeting to discuss your personal financial plan, that's free. It's 800-386-3700.
Yes, and I just want to say one more thing, Reba. Parents out there, what are you teaching your children about money? And how are you teaching kids about finances? And is it aligning with the biblical view, God's economy, of what you should be learning yourself and what you're transposing and translating and teaching to your kids? So I'm asking you, not as a threat, but just as a kind question for you to ponder and think about and pray about.
We'll see you next week. We're going to continue the kids' economy on Knowing the Economy of God.
To Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.